The Divrei Torah this evening, Aliyah Nishmas Yosef ben Moshe HaKayin, and Shom Shav Aliyah, Schusay Ogen Aleinu Baal Kol Yisrael. The Rashi at the very beginning of this week's Parsha, introducing the whole Parsha's Vayeshev, which starts talking at very great length of the stories of Yosef and Yehuda. And the narrative of the Torah is going in the most long-winded way that it's been until now. You know, it's like more on Yaakov and his children, the Bnei Yaakov, than there is material on any one of the three of us. So Rashi says that after we had at the end of Parshas Vayishlach in very short form, you know, condensed form, relatively speaking, the whole history of Esav and how his family expanded. So when we come to Yaakov, who's the Ikar, we're going to speak at much greater length. Esav, we got potted up in two aliyahs, the whole story of how his empire got founded. When we come to Yaakov, who's the Ikar, we're going to talk at great length. So also, says Rashi, we found that pattern that in Parshas Bereishis, the Torah knocked off 1,000 years in one Parsha. The Asar Doros from Adam until Noah. In Parshas Noach, it knocked off another 1,000 years. The Asar Doros from Noach until Abram. Comes to Parzeko, he starts speaking at great length, about just one person, because he's the Iker. And Rashi gives a mushal to understand this. And it's this mushal that needs a great deal of analysis to understand the depth of the message. Says Rashi, Mashem Agios Shenafla Ben Achol, a pearl got lost in the sand. Adam Mashmesh Bachol Vekovra Bekvorad Shemosa Magrolis, a person now is going to feel out the sand and put it through a sieve until Achimotes Amargolis, until he finds the pearl. Umishimatzon, when he finds it, Umashas Atoros Miyodo, Venotamagolis, once he finds the pearl, he throws away all the sand and the pebbles and just, holds on to the pearl forever after. Sounds beautiful. It doesn't fit at all. Right. What pearl got lost? Right. We're talking about writing a book. Right, the Ribbono Shel Olam wrote the Chumash. I'm an author, right? I know what I want to write. I know what I don't want to write. If I don't want to write about the Goyim, I don't write about the Goyim. I want to write about Jews, I write about the Jews. Like, there's no symmetry. There's no parallel between the Mashal and the Nimshal. What pearl got lost and what's sifted? Right, when we write out all these stories of Esav, or the stories of the 10 doors, what sifting are we doing? Not doing any sifting. I wrote down this stuff, which we say is not Iker, and then I finally start writing what I do want to write. Over there's a pearl that got lost, and it's somewhere in the sand, and I got to sift through. Like, there's no parallel between the Mashal and the Nimshal. What? Yeah. No, of course, for sure there is. The thing is like this. We'll open up with, we'll just posit one more question that relates to this. And that is the very first Rashi in the Torah. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, lo ya Torah tzuch lasko machor zelachem, shu mitzvah rishon shu tzal bo Yisrael. The Torah could have just started from machor zelachem, it's the very first mitzvah we ever got. So why did the Torah start from Bereishis Bara? Koach Masav Higi Lama Losis Nachalas Goyim. Kodesh Hu told us the story of his deeds, i.e. the creation of the world, to give us an inheritance of nations, that if the Goyim say, you stole Eretz Yisrael from the seven nations, say, look, God created the world, it's his. He gave it, so it's his, so he gave it to them, took it away from them, gave it to us. Great. So all you need to do is write, Bereishis Bara Elokim B'Shema Mis'aretz, HaKodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim. Now you guys got to know, God's the creator. Right? So what do we need? The whole Sefer Bereishis after creation, right? And the first two parshas of Sefer Shmois, just go from God created the world, and now HaKodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim. The thing is like this, going back to another Rashi, very close to the beginning of the Torah, very close to the Rashi we just quoted. Bereishis, Bishvil Ator Shnikreis Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shnikru Reishis. Right, the whole Bria is there for Am Yisrael and for the Torah. So what happened? Something went very wrong. Right, that there's Am Yisrael, that the whole Bria is for them, is just a fraction, small fraction of world population. Right? And the Torah, that everything is for the Torah. How many people are learning Torah and how many people are living by the Torah? This is a serious problem. It's like a fraction of the whole people, you know, on the globe, you know, are Jewish, and of that also those who uphold the Torah and learn the Torah. And everything is for the Torah. What happened? So the idea is like this, what the Sfarim say, and the Ramchal talks about this at great length in his Sefer Derech Hashem, section 2, chapter 4, which is the whole parak is about Jew versus Goy, Yisrael v'Umas HaOlam. And he says, you know, the original plan was, let's say, Odom Arishon would have not eaten from the Eitz Hadas and just held, hung tight until Shabbos came in. Game would have been over. Olam Haba would have started right then and there. And in that perfected state that Adam would have earned, he would have had a certain amount of kids, right? That would be the Bnei Olam Haba. And there would be just one nation on earth, the nation of the perfect people. It would be a perfect world. And of course, in that framework, there would be much less people than there are walking the globe today. Just be one nation, the nation of the perfected people. Right? But as a result of the Chet Etz Hadas, so like the Nefesh HaChaim says, Etz Hadas, Tovra Hadas is a lashon of connection, like Adam Yada Schava Ishto, like they say, to know in the biblical sense. The Etz Hadas, Tovra, caused the Tov and Ra that were originally separate from each other. Tov was everything that there is. The Ra was contained within the Etz Hadas and within the Nachash, that was the Ra. This tree, when you eat from fruit, it's das, tovara, the tov and ra become adulterated in each other. They become mixed. Right? And as you know, that's when we got the Yetzer as we know him. The Yetzer Hara before, Chet Eitz Hadas, was that snake with his arguments. They tried to fool you. Now we got the Yetzer Hara inside of us. Right? Because the tov and ra became adulterated. You know, Kedusha and Tumah, Kodesh and Chol, all in a little bit of a mess, right, with each other. In that framework of happened that, you know, humanity went down to being adulterated with evil, that is the shorish of the Shivim Umais, the 70 nations of the world. Right, they come from that lower form of humanity that Adam fell to because of Chet Eitz Hadas. If not for that sin, there would be only one type of race on earth, one nation. And this would, they would have been what we would call Jews. And this is the secret of what you find throughout Chazal, that Am Yisrael is called Goy Echad Baretz, like the Korbanos by Shmini Atzeres, Parachot, Ayachot, Keneged Uma Yechida. Right, you'll find this throughout, you know, the scriptures and throughout Chazal. One nation. We're the one nation. What do you mean? There's like so many of them. It's the Ganze UN, right? Mero Yikareso, right? One nation was meant to be. We're the one nation that was meant to be by original divine plan. The rest weren't meant to be. There's only one nation that was meant to be, Am Yisrael. Right? And lost it level. Even though Chasinei Umasom, Yesh Tohem Chelek Lo'olam Haba, right? Those who will be here, then, they're going to be appendages on Am Yisrael. There's only one nation, Olam Haba. There's Am Yisrael, and there are those who have joined them, either through Geirus, or through being subservient to them. Only one nation in the future. There's one nation that was meant to be, there's one nation that there will be. Be'ezra Hashem b'mehera b'yameinu. So this, right, adulteration between good and evil, which created the Ummah Sa'ilam, right, so what happened was, in adulteration, when things get mixed with each other, you have the bad coming into the good, like the example we gave before, the Yetzer Hara becoming internal. We also have the good that goes out to the Sitra Achra. Right? And that's the inyan, that there have to be Geirin. Because at the time of Chet Adam Arishon, many neshamas that were belonged to the Kedusha went into Golas, to the other side, and they gradually rejoined Am Yisrael. They gradually rejoined the side of Kedusha throughout the ages, gradually through conversion. And a matter of fact, to Gemara Mefureshes in Yevamos, Lahuglu Yisrael Levena Umos El Kadeshis Vasfalem Gerim. Am Yisrael was exiled amongst the Umos Olam in order to pick up Gerim along the way. That's part of, you know, the having to deal with Goyim. One way we deal with them is we have to go into exile by them. We pick up Gerim. along the way. And that's, you know, at the Tzad of Adam Rishon, a lot of neshamas fell out to the Tzad of the Sitra Achra, and they gradually, in course of history, rejoined the Jewish people. But just like, you know, there are neshamas of Yisrael, neshamas kedoshas that fell into the tumah that have to be, you know, gradually picked up. The same thing goes as far as divrei Torah, right? So just like bereishis b'shul Yisrael shenu kereishis, also bereishis b'shul haTorah, right? The goyim have their power because there are divrei Torah by them. Right? And this is a very, very deep idea. That's what it means that there is a concept of divine sparks that are amongst the goyim that Am Yisrael has to collect. There's gerim, but there's another type of gerim. When Am Yisrael was always in Golis by a different nation or faced a challenge, you know, up against another nation, head to head, Am Yisrael always was mechadish chidushei Torah. Right? Going up against Haman, we came out with a Megillas Esther and a Meseches Megillah. Right, going up against came out with all the halachas of Hanukkah and all the chidushei Torah that there are, and that's when we went head to head with them. Then there's also when we were in Gaulis, when we were in France, we came out of there with the Tosfos. When we were in Spain, we came out of there with the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, and there's all, you know, the divrei Torah that were nischadish all around the world. When we were in Golis, and it's not a coincidence, those Chidushei Torah, those Divrei Torah were in Golis by the Goyim because of Chet Adam Rishon, and they were redeemed through our interaction with them. We pulled it out. We were Mevarer, those sparks, picked up those Gerim and picked up those lost Divrei Torah. And that's the secret that Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parshas Dvarim, Ho Moshe Beres HaTorah Azois B'Shivim Lashon. He said over the Torah in 70 languages. Who needed to hear the Torah in, you know, French and in German? Is that what I said? B'shivim Lashon. It was a preparation because there's Torah, there's Divrei Torah in Golis by the Umas Ha'olam, and this is a preparation of how to go and pick it up when we get there. So this is the pearl that got lost. The pearl that got lost that we're referring to is that there's sparks of Yidden. Right? And there are sparks of Divrei Torah that as a result of Chet Adam Rishon got lost amongst the Umas Ha'olam. Right? There's Divrei Torah there. And that's why these people make it into the Chumash. Right? Why these Rishonim make it into the Bible? Because there's Divrei Torah by them. But as the Divrei Torah that's about them is in the Chumash, it's we're reclaiming those divine sparks, that sifting. We're pulling out the divine sparks from them. Right, but of course the Ikar is to come to the people who are really Jewish, not the sparks of Judaism that are culled and are sifted from them. But that's the Inyan, right? That all these stories of these Goyim are in our Chumash. We're pulling out the Divrei Torah that's in Golis by them. Just like we have to pull out the Neshamas of Gerim that are by them. So the whole act of spelling out, mentioning these Goyim in the Bible is an act of sifting. Pulling out the Divrei Torah that got lost amongst them. So because of the Divrei Torah that's by them, that's how they have strength. The Divrei Torah that's in them gives them power. When we pull the Divrei Torah away from them, they lose their power. They're not leeching off the Kedusha anymore. And that's why, in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael back from them, we need the full story of how the Goyim developed. We need all their Divrei Torah. All the Divrei Torah that are by them have to be in Sefer Bereishis. We're given over to us. Koach Mas Avigi Lamo, the Nitzotzes of Torah that are by the Goyim, were all given over to us in Sefer Bereishis, and that's how we have the Koach to conquer Eretz Yisrael back from them. And that's why the whole story of the Umas Olam needs to be in the Bible to give us this Koach, to take Eretz Yisrael back to them, because so long as there's Divrei Torah by them, they'll have a Shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. So this particularly has to do with Hanukkah. So we always read Parshas Vayeshev before Hanukkah, right, that, you know, that Adam Rishon, right, before the sin, there would have been only one nation. And because of sin, now there are 70. So there's an amazing thing. And it says, the Chazal tells that in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, it says, Matsu Kosov Kosnos Or with an Aleph. Adam Rishon was vestments of light with an Aleph. Right, with an Aleph, right? And now the Sefer Torah with an Ayin, you know, vestments of skin. So the Sfarim explained that Sefer Torah Rabbi Meir was alluding to what Adam was. Before the sin, the body wasn't a body of skin, it was a body of light, or with an aleph, and went from or with an aleph to or with an ayin, skin. Right? So says Rav Isaac Hover, what's between or with an aleph and or with an ayin? Or with aleph, which means light, is gemat aleph 1. Or with an ayin, ayin is gematria 70. When we went from light to skin, we went from having only one nation to having the Shivim Umos Olam. Because they all come from how mankind went from light to skin. Right? And when you go from light to skin, it's going from like being sighted to being blind. Light is ability to see. Skin, like eyelids, or like cataracts. And that's what the word or means, right? Or could be read with an ayin. Could be iver, blind, right? And that's Chanukah. Chanukah is the festival of lights. Festival of lights. Vachoshech zu Yavan. The matter says that Choshech, written by my special, alludes to Yavan, and is the festival of lights, illuminating the darkest. Lights, you know, or with an aleph, versus or with an ayin, which is blindness. So with this, we can understand a very interesting halacha. With this, we'll end. You have to, the Ner Chanukah have to burn, ad shetichlo rego min ashuk, right? And ragla demi, the foot, the, who's supposed to be out of the marketplace? Who's the last one there? So that's more ragla the Talmudai, right? The Talmudim. Who are the Talmudim? So Rash says, shame Uma. Well, so because of this, there are those who want to say that there might be a din of persume nisa to goyim. But the Gemara says in Yevamos, noshim b'tzion inu, right? That pasuk that you know, the women of Tzion were raped. That refers to Chorban Bayis Rishon. That in the chaos, the people from Talmud came and raped Jewish women and took Jewish women in captivity. There is Jewish blood in the Talmudim, still mixed in. There's lost pearls over there. And the Chanukah lights is to bring light to those lost pearls, Be'ezra Hashem, to bring them back, b'mehera b'yameinu.